Joining the federal workforce can be a daunting but rewarding step to take in your life. You've got a new set of things to learn, but you're also getting great benefits. Well, registered employee benefit consultant Ed Zerndorfer is here with tips for taking advantage of those benefits with some good financial planning. And a happy hot Friday to you, Ed.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Hot morning to you and Amy.
All right. So what's your very first tip for new feds?
Well, actually, it's number six. We went to the first
one right.
2 weeks ago, so we're up to number six now. And all these financial planning tips for new employees are on your website. I have a link out there. So if individuals want to read about it, they can go to your website and the link will be there. Number six is, if you're a new employee, you should be very serious about buying some private disability income insurance. What is disability income insurance? In the event that you become disabled, you can't go to work for a period of time, you will eventually come back. You're not totally disabled, but for the time being, you're injured in a non-occupational accident. You become ill, and you end up depleting all of your sick leave, all of your annual leave. A disability income insurance policy could replace as much as 60% of your gross income tax-free. When you become disabled, believe me, your bills will still come in. You have to pay your rent or your mortgage, and this policy will replace your income to a great extent. And it's very important that you buy it when you're young, because the older you are when you buy it, the more expensive will be the premiums. Plus, it may be to the point later in your career, let's say when you are in your 40s and 50s, you may have some problems, health problems, that may negate your chances of getting this policy in the first place. You should get it when you're young.
Yes, this is for folks who are new to the federal workforce, folks who are young. But what about those maybe who aren't as new? Can they take away anything from this?
You mean in terms of what, Amy? Getting the policy?
Yeah.
Anybody's eligible for it as long as you're working. But my feeling is this, that again, if you're much older, let's say you are a new employee, you are in your 40s or 50s, you could get it, but the premiums are going to be higher because the premiums are age-based. And that's why I recommend you get it as early in your career as possible. If you worked, let's say, with a private company, and then you came to work for the federal government. Most companies do not offer what I call long-term disability insurance. And you're encouraged to buy from a private insurance company. This way you can take it with you no matter where you go, no matter who you work for. Whereas if you have a policy with a company, you can't take it with you if you leave the company. So that's why I'm advising people just in general buy disability income insurance when you're young. I just to give you an idea, I have a disability income insurance policy that I bought 32 years ago when I was a graduate student at school. I was a teaching assistant, a research assistant in graduate school, and I knew that if I couldn't teach, if I couldn't do research, I wouldn't get paid. I still have to pay my rent where I was living at then when I was in graduate school. So you should buy it when you're young. That's my recommendation. And just so everyone knows, The federal government does not offer long-term disability income insurance. The only thing the federal government offers in terms of disability income insurance is sick leave, which I consider to be short-term disability income insurance.
All right. Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant. You've got four more tips. We've got 3 more minutes, so go.
All right, let's go to number 7. Take advantage of the available income tax credits and deductions. There are many tax credits out there and tax deductions that are subject to what I call income limitations. The higher your income, the less chance you're going to be able to take advantage of these deductions. They include the child tax credit, education tax credits, and the student loan interest deduction. Employees or new employees should look at these deductions if they're eligible for them and see if they're eligible for them for 2011. Tip number 8, if you are a new employee, remember that, yes, you are eligible for long-term care insurance, but most people don't buy long-term care insurance until they are in their 50s or 60s, which parents of federal employees and in-laws of federal employees are also eligible for the federal long-term care insurance. The mere fact that your employee allows parents and in-laws to sign up, and you don't, as an employee, do not have to sign up. So mention this to your parents that they can apply for the federal long-term care insurance if they're at the right age, which for new employees will be probably in their 50s or 60s. Next tip. Make sure when you work for the federal government that all beneficiary forms are filled out, dated, and updated as need be, including, among other things, a beneficiary form for your TSP, for your thrift savings plan. If you have the government's life insurance, those beneficiary forms absolutely have to be filled out as soon as possible. And finally, the last tip is, if you're considering, if you're going to, in the market to buy real estate, your first home, make sure you don't overpurchase. Buy within your means. Lenders have very strict standards now as a result of what's happened in the housing industry. My rule of thumb is that your total mortgage, your mortgage payment, should not exceed, together with all of your other payments like student loans, car payments, and credit cards, your monthly payments for all these type of credit of loans should not exceed 36% of your monthly gross income. That's my rule of thumb. And
all
that's
right.
Your 10 tips.
All right. The 10 tips from Ed Zerndorfer, a registered employee benefit consultant. Thanks, Ed. Have a nice, cool weekend as much as you can.
Thank you, and you too. Take care.
We're going to post a link to Ed's column on financial planning and this interview, where you can find all the tips on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.